This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Many U.S. airlines have struck a deal with the federal government for billions of dollars to help meet payrolls and to keep people on the payrolls, at least until October. Marketplace's Nova Safa's on the line. What is the scale of this and where's the money going?
It's worth about $25 billion, and it's going to 10 major airlines, which have already signed on. Others are expected to join as well. So United, Delta, American, Southwest are on board. Spirit Airlines says it's still in negotiations. And the money is coming from the $2 trillion CARES Act that Congress passed last month.
And there are conditions, strings attached.
Yes, indeed. So 30% of the money is going to have to be paid back. Now, the Treasury Department will also get stock warrants from the airlines. We asked industry consultant Richard Abulafia of the Teal Group to walk us through that part of the deal.
The idea with a stock warrant is that you can convert it to shares at a certain price, and then, of course, immediately sell those shares at the new higher price once the air travel market recovers, which hopefully will be happening in a year or two.
Yeah, so the government could stand to recoup some of the money it's spending now.
And unions are among those nervous about these strings?
Right. So unions representing flight attendants and pilots both said that while they're grateful for the aid, they're concerned about the loans the airlines are taking on. They say forcing airlines to take on the debt could actually make it harder for them to avoid layoffs later. So they're concerned about the future prospects of this deal.
Nova, thank you. More than 2,000 airplanes are now locked up and quiet. One of the runways at the huge Atlanta airport's been turned into a big airplane parking lot.